So, how's the journey going? Are you getting stretched a little bit? Just a little bit? Hopefully you're having some more sharpening in your prayer time with the Lord. Yes, Paula? Oh, wait. Jason can only do three things at once, so that's just, you got it?
Test.
I opened my Bible. And I can't remember what I was reading, but anyway, I was trying to get material ready to, and I mean, I just said, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I need help.
Okay. And we all need help, and we're all on our journey, and you know, I appreciate you trying, and that we're working and leaning in, you know, just like we talked about the very first time. I really don't want to fire hose you, so I'm going to try to slow down. So once again, if I get going, just, you know, and if I need to repeat something, tell me to repeat, okay? So everybody has my permission to do that. You're not going to hurt my feelings because I want you to absorb. So I have no idea. Each week that we come into this, are we going to do 1 week or are we going to do, I mean, are we going to do 1 page, 3 pages, 4 pages? I have no idea. So we'll just mark it off as we kind of go. But I do want us to have a more intimate, effectual and fervent prayer. It's really kind of based out of James 5, right? If we confess our sins to one another, our transgressions to one another, and pray for each other, we do that so that we'll be healed. An effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's like, wow, that we have so much power because of who Jesus is, who God is, the Holy Spirit within us. And so we're trying to improve, to kind of like do more of a best practices, for lack of a better term. Let's see. Whew, man, it is about the bright lights. Okay, last time we talked about our prayer. It's our discussion with God and our praising God, and we really focus on that, and that's what this class is going to continue on, is really praising God, listening to Him, making our request. We come to Him with thanksgiving. We're having all this conversation, but our focus is definitely on God, and we've talked about, this is just a summary, is worship-based prayer, worshiping Father, getting in tune with the Father, spending time slowing down, being in conversation with Father, to really worship Him. And we do that we do Scripture-fed, that we're opening up the Scriptures, just like Paula said, and said, hey, I'm looking at this passage, and we're going to get to practice that tonight some more, to give you some more and more tools to be able to walk away from here and do that more. And then being Spirit-led, that's really pausing, listening, getting in your uncomfortable space, having promptings of the Holy Spirit of just, yeah, I read these four verses, but this word just keeps jumping out at me. And you're like, what word? I didn't even see that word. My word's over here. Great, right? The Spirit works with us in different ways. Sometimes you can also do it in worship, you know. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. And sometimes the songs just hit us. You can open up your psalm book. You can read in the book of Psalms. We've been showing you Psalm 145 through 150. And you just read that, and you just, man, you just do that song right there, and what? Lord God, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. May everything praise your name. All your creation on the earth and the sky and the sea, everything that you've done, you are magnificent and mighty. I thank you that you're the Trinity. I thank you that you're just involved in our life. God, you're working on us. Jesus, you're working on us. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're working together. Whew. It's a lot of prayer just out of a little bit of song. It's good whenever we can do that. It's so, so good. So you can do it in Scripture. You can do it in song. Last time, then, we also talked about the Lord's Prayer, and we looked at that, and we're not going to back up through that too much, except for, was he doing a ritualistic, a rote, a, hey, make sure you quote this format, or is he trying to give us principle-based? And I would suggest that what he's really doing is principle-based. It's based on reverence, response, request, and readiness. So we're going to say that about 5,000 times tonight and over the next few weeks and whenever we get together on Wednesdays, to where hopefully all of us are going to get that mantra. We're going to have it down. We're going to be going through. Another way to say it is acts. You've heard of that. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. So last time I asked you, which one was the hardest? Was it? Is it adoration or reverence? Is it confession? Is it thanksgiving? Is it supplication? Which was the hardest for you? And is that answer the same this week after trying to do a lot of prayers on praise and adoration? Well, that is so funny, his whole train thing. So adoration, is that your hardest? We'll do a raise of hands. I'm not going to call on you. Just how about, okay, adoration. How about confession? Is confession the hardest, okay? Some for confession. Is it hard for you to really to give thanks, perhaps? Is that more of where your struggle is, maybe to be thankful? Depends on the season, right? Some of us, right, we're going through that. How about supplications? Supply these needs, Lord. Yep, and some there, okay. Yes. Sorry.
This format, this outline of prayer, was introduced to me several years ago, and I especially try to use it when I'm called on to lead public prayer before the congregation. A lot of times I find myself going automatically to supplication, and it's not supply my needs, but supply my wants.
Very good. So, wow, that, yeah, we'll be getting into that in a few weeks, so. I do know this, it won't be tonight, so we're not going to get all the way to supplication. So, I'm doing the right thing. Oh, shoot. Okay. Reverence and adoration. We talked about our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And when we're really holy, holy, we're having that reverence, and I adore you, Lord. Spending time that then we come to a response. And his response, he said right then, is your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just think about that fast forward to him being in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's like feeling this. So we don't normally just pray praise, and it's kind of difficult. I think you found maybe this past week is just to pray praise. So I went through and I did a quick calculation. This is like, wow. If you've been a believer for 20 years and you're only a get up in the morning prayer person, if you've been a believer for 20 years and you only pray at your three meals, if you've been a believer and you do morning and you do those three, that's four times a day. If you do that and, hey, I'll tack on one at night, you're somewhere between 1 and 5 prayers per day for 20 years. That's between 7,300 prayers to 36,500. So my question is, how many of those were just adoration? 1, 5, 10, 100, superstar, you're a 2,000 person or something? I don't know. I'm not. I've been working on it. Or how about just the majority of your prayer was really spent in just adoration? Well, is there room for improvement? Could you spend more time adoring God in prayer and worshiping him? We're going to try to show you how to do that. So this is going to be an interactive part. We'll see how this goes. So we've done this. We've experienced it. I praise you, Lord, because you are. So on the next page of your sheet, at the bottom it talks about, right? Yeah, I'm on the same page with you. At the bottom it says, I praise you, Lord, because you are. And it has attributes of God, character of God, and names of God, right? At the bottom of your first page. But if you turn your page, we have some attributes, character, and names of God. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But here's what I'd like for you to do. Will you look at the attributes just for a second and circle one or two? Just something that speaks to you. Maybe take a second and pause. Ask the Holy Spirit. It's like, what do you want me to praise you about? Let me do it this way. This tab is all the thing he's working on to change me to be more like Jesus. And this is what all I pray about. And this is how he answers, and I document the answers. I'm like, okay, that's impressive. This is my wife. We've been married 50-something years, and this is me, just my prayers just for her. Pages of them. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is my son-in-law. This is my grandchildren. I have 17 grandchildren. And and I'm looking, and he's like, he would just pray, 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 and then he'd be writing that down. I'm like, oh my, just, this is my business, and this is how the Lord answered and directed, and this is what I'm doing at church, and this is how I'm like, that thought changed my mind. I'm like, okay, I got to start really prayer journaling. Now, mine's nothing like that. It's just a little bit, but I'm like, oh my, there is so much more than we can communicate with the Lord. That was my free rabbit trail for the night, so maybe it'll encourage you. The names of God. Oh, I love this. Elohim, creator. Adonai, Lord. I just praise you, Adonai. I praise you, El Yon, God Most High. I praise you, El Roi, the God who sees. Have you ever prayed? You ever been just, do you really even really see me? Like things are so bad. Do you just not see me? That's a great prayer right there. El Roi, the God who sees. You do see. It's right in your character, your very definition. El Shaddai, El All-Sufficient One. I just, like, I'm struggling with sufficiency and you providing for me, Lord. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our Lord that heals. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. It's like, are you here, Lord? Yes, I'm here. That's my name. I am here. I am with you. So it gives you more and more opportunities to pray the names of God as well. And that's why I wanted these printed out for you so you can start building perhaps a prayer journal. So our homework was Psalm chapter 5. So if you turn to Psalm chapter 5, we see the time. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we won't be getting through all the pages tonight. Psalm chapter 5. Okay, ready? So you've read through that, and the idea was to praise some of that. So starting at the beginning and running through, here's some of the things I just saw. Praise opportunities in this passage. Here's what I saw. You see me and you hear me. That is, God, you're all present. So we can praise him on that. He is my king. He is my God. So keep looking at Psalm 5. Do you see it? Are you tracking through what you could be praying? Your house is filled with your mercy. We come boldly to the throne of grace, right? Our merciful Lord. You are worthy of worship. That should be there. You are in your holy temple. We get little sketches of what that looks like. We cannot possibly process and comprehend that enough. You lead me as a shepherd. You lead me as a shepherd. You are righteous. I'm thankful he's always righteous. And then here's some more. You make your way straight for me. Like he's heading right to you. And now he's got you, and he's taking you out of this situation. We talk about praying, he'll give you the way of escape. There's part of what you could do. You are trustworthy. You defend us. If I want anybody to defend me, it's not the biggest guy in the room, it's God. You, O Lord, you bless the righteous. I love this one. Your favor surrounds me like a shield, like a protection, a shield. That's his favor, right? I'm sorry?
Like a bulwark.
Yeah, like a bulwark. Very good. And then we went into praise in Matthew chapter 5. But I think we're going to come back to that. So I'm just going to skip over those. We'll come back. So we've talked about worship-based prayer, scripture-filled prayer, spirit-led prayer, worshiping God, having the scriptures, praying the scriptures, the Holy Spirit leading us in how we pray. That strategicrenewal.com is where they do audio prayers and they do all kinds of things. And Jill and I, what we did is we bought 20 of these books. I know not everybody's going to want to dig in and go deeper. I wish everybody would. That'd be awesome. But anyways, we have books up here that you're free to take one, okay? And then it's 21 days, obviously, of transforming prayer. Some of this material's from that. It's from some of his other stuff and other things I've been exposed to by other people. But then he has audio prayers. Like the first, last week, I played that one audio prayer that was one of the songs. So you're welcome to grab one of those whenever we're done. And if we run out and need more, you just let me know. So the idea is for us to be worship-based. So here we go, the teaching for tonight. What time is it? Okay, 7:36. We're going to do okay. I want to stop around 7:45 so we can break in the group. Do I need to, are we doing okay? Speed-wise? Okay, great. Transforming prayer. Here's a pattern. The idea is 4x4. So whenever you're singing, there's different ways that they'll beat out the music and so forth, but they'll do a 4x4. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mrs. Barnes, that was about 180 years old, was my teacher, my high school choral teacher. And she was wonderful. And she would direct the orchestra and the piano teacher, and then all of us as the chorus. And she would put her hand up and get us ready and start us off. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, if that's the beat of the song, it'd been what the beat was. We're going to use that 4x4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to be repeating that over and over and over, but in 3 or 4 different ways. Ready? The upstroke, right? Because she would stop, get our attention, and then she would upstroke. And what she would do is, get us going, got your attention, here we go. And so what it is the idea is this is reverence. First, we're going to go up. We are going to praise God. Second, the downstroke now is we're looking at our response. We're looking at reflecting. If we've thought about who God is, and how are we going to respond to who God is? Then we do the inward stroke. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Upward, downward, inward, outward. The in stroke is our request. This is when we go to Him with thanksgiving and make all of our requests be made known to God, and it's usually about our resources, and we're going to get into that in just a second. And then, remember, same thing, 1, 2, 3, 4. The idea is upward, downward, inward, outward. Now make us ready to go out there and get ready for battle. You could just say it this way, upward, downward, inward, outward. That's what I had to do for quite a while. I just couldn't grasp it. So a bunch of you are super smart, and you'll grasp this and run with it, and that's great. The R's, I just had a hard time with it. So I would just think, upward God, downward me, how am I responding? Oh, this is what I need, inward, that's outward, right? Or you could do adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. But you have this little chart that is incredibly hard to see. But, good news, it's in your notes. It's the same thing. Upward is reverence. So, getting your full attention, ready for adoration and praise. And I love what Daniel Henderson said. Draw near with assurance and awe. I know who my Father is. I know who I'm going to go speak. And I know He is so much greater. So I'm preparing. I'm about ready to go into prayer with You, Lord. So I'm going to praise You and adore You. I'm doing it in heartfelt intimacy. Into me, You see, is how I think of intimacy. And then holy imagination. Just, You are so, wow, if I could just picture You, Lord. And we all have a different picture of what God kind of looks like, right? Up on His throne. And then Abba, You mentioned about Abba. Abba, adoration. Just thank you, Father, praising you. Then we have our downward stroke. That is our response. That is, let the music begin. And so Mrs. Barnes would do that. She'd get us ready and boom, da, da, da. She would start. I mean, we knew, bam, when she went down, you started, or you were in lots of trouble. We respond to God's upward reverence. We respond to God's character. Your will be done. Praise to you. And then, oh Lord, I just humble myself before you. I yield myself to you, to the control of the Holy Spirit. I look inside and I surrender and yield. After I've gone upward, I'm going to go downward, and I'm going to be reflecting on the humility in yielding, pledging my obedience. I want to do upward, downward. I want to do your will. I want to do your word. I want to follow your Spirit. It's only after we do those two, reverence and response, upward and downward, then we start looking inward. Now we start coming to him with our request. But if we don't do that, we just show up with our request. Dear Lord in heaven, here's my list. That probably is not the best way to go and approach Father. We're trying to look at some best practices. So the request, Mrs. Barnes, what she would do is she would start us off, get our attention, start up, everybody's taking their suck of breath real quick, right? And then, doom, and then the cross stroke, the inward stroke, the one, two, sets the tempo. And sometimes the tempo is slow. Low in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Now, it's interesting. That's a 4x4 song. But that song also does a different tempo. Up from the grave he arose with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. Sometimes your prayers are like that. Sometimes my prayers are like that. Sometimes we are hurting so bad and things are in so much chaos, we do a very slow tempo. Praise you. I revere you. I don't even know how to say what's on my heart right now, God. All I can, just there's only one word, and it's holy. You're holy. Sometimes you're just crying in your prayers, and it's just, do you see me holy? And then the downstroke. In a slower tempo, now what is my response? I've praised you, and I just humble myself. I'm not asking for a show of hands, but I'm sure we have all hit our face in the living room at some time or another. You get such catastrophic news. You're just on your knees. And we're just humbly, Lord, your will be done, not mine. I don't even know what to ask. A very slow tempo. Then we get into the cross stroke, the inward stroke, our requests. Our requests are usually about our resources. Our resources are usually two different things. It's actually some type of financial resource, or it's our relationships. Lord, I don't even know how we're going to put food on the table this week because I just lost my job. That's a very slow tempo. And you're going to dwell in your request. You're going to sit right there for a while, right? It's like, oh, this. Sometimes the request for the resource is the relationship. My son, my daughter, my. They've lost their mind. They're walking away from you. I am totally broken over this. And then help me to get ready to get out there. Sometimes you can't even hardly breathe, right? When you go through things and you're just crying out to the Lord. And then it's like, help me, prepare me, protect me. Like Jesus said, lead me not into temptation. I can't fathom this. And then other times our tempo is rather fast, right? Lord, you are great. You are wonderful, magnificent. You're my rock. You're my redeemer. You're my strength. I just humble myself. I am so thankful to be saved. I am so pumped up just to be a child of God. Thank you for saving me. Father, I thank you. I come to you with thanks, the inward stroke. I come to you with all these requests. Thank you for our house. Thank you that we have cars that run. Thank you that we have money in the bank. Thank you we have lots of clothes in our closet. Thank you we were able to give away money. I thank you for our family, our family. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for my son. I thank you for my son-in-law. I think just how incredible. And you're just, your tempo is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes it's like that, isn't it? Comments, thoughts, questions? Because it's got to be getting near 7:45. Whoo, thank you, 7:46. This is great. Wow, we didn't get to talk too much about readiness outward. Okay, I have to hit this because you're going to be working on this for the next 2 weeks. Please, I hope. Before we go to God with our requests, often we need to worship well and surrender completely before we bring our request. That's probably worth repeating. Often, though, we need to worship well and surrender completely before we bring our request. That's the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive our debtors. The outward is that readiness. It's keeping the beat. Mrs. Barnes, she would like start us up, right? Everybody pay attention, start us off, here's the tempo, there we go. And man, and we knew how we were supposed to follow. Keeping the beat, here's the thing. We have a spiritual battle before us, especially if this was corporate prayer time, and we have spiritual resources within us. That's what readiness, that's what the outstroke reminds us. We have a spiritual battle, and we have a spiritual resource that's deep inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must be battle ready. The idea is we go out and we re-enter the war zone. We are soldiers. We are called to be soldiers. And if you're not soldiering, you're probably a prisoner of war. And it's like, wow, we want to help and encourage and help each other. Do not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. With that, we see our inability to protect ourselves, to overcome our temptations, to overcome our snares by ourselves. To try to do things in our strength? No, no, sir. That's not possibly going to happen. But Christ is our strength. Christ is our overcomer. Christ is our victor. We pray to be battle ready through our trust in Jesus Christ. And then what happens at the end of that is it, did I mess that up? Sorry. We return to our reverence. It's that final stroke going back up. And Jesus did that as well. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we close the door the same way we open the door. We do it in praise. Our whole life is supposed to be about God. Serving God, loving God. Serving others, loving others, right? Being an ambassador of Christ. So why would we not do that in prayer? So the next one is confession. And then we're going to break into our groups. We're not possibly going to be able to hit this. Okay. Guess what? That's where we'll be picking up next time. So what I want you to do is break up into small groups again. So we're just going to skip. I promise we'll come back to that. Break up into small groups, and the idea is no more than six, and you get together. You can look at Psalms 145 through 150. You can look at, we had Psalm 5, we had Matthew 5. It transitioned into also confession. This is a great time for us to confess what's right there in the Word, where we're not even necessarily getting specific, but it's like, Lord, just help me with this area. And we see that in Galatians 5 and Ephesians 5. We got the works of the flesh. We got the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, I'm really not being very loving. I'm having a hard time loving Paula. It's my fault, and it's not Paula's fault. Just work on me, Lord. I need to change my heart. Man, that's a great confession coming right out of the Word. So let's break into groups, and then you see on your page, you should have homework for next time. And so the idea is please, please, please repeat this 4x4 pattern so much that you finally know it, upward, downward.